A DC-based firm now poised to get tens of thousands of your tax dollars to promote State Superintendent Ryan Walters on a national stage. We reported back in November the State Department of Education looking to hire someone for the job.
We at Fox 25 collaborated with our colleagues at Oklahoma Watch to dig into the details of this partnership and whether your money is well spent.
You've also posted a job for someone who's supposed to manage your national media appearances. First of all, have you hired that position?
No.
This was last November as we pushed Superintendent Ryan Walters for details on why Oklahoma taxpayers should foot the bill for him to get more national publicity. He told us then it was about recruiting teachers.
We've absolutely targeted those folks nationally, and we're going to continue to tell Oklahoma's story. We're going to continue to recruit business to Oklahoma, and we're going to continue to recruit the best teachers in the country to come here and teach.
Just days ago, the state entered into a contract with DC-based Vote Strategies. We collaborated with Jennifer Palmer at Oklahoma Watch to get a copy of that contract to land 10 national bookings for Walters a month, write and place op-eds in various publications, and write speeches for Walters, paying Vote $200 an hour to promote Walters and his agenda. Now, this initial contract for $30,000 runs until June 30th. But Fox 25 learned the relationship between Walters and Vote goes back well before this contract started and even before the job was posted. Vote previously listed Walters as a client online, and then there's this. Fox 25 acquired emails starting early last August from Vote to national media outlets pitching Walters for segments, getting op-eds published, then offering up Walters to talk about topics, including fentanyl and the southern border, his fight against drag queens in the classroom, PETA, teachers' unions, and certain library books, and what they call attacks from the radical left after selecting the Libs of TikTok creator to serve on the Library Advisory Committee, and following the death of a non-binary student in Owosso.
Please welcome the Oklahoma State Superintendent of Public Instruction. Give him a big hand. He deserves it. Ryan Walters.
It's not clear who was footing the bill for these services before March 6th. A spokesman for OSDE told us over the phone this was actually an extension of a previous contract with Vote, though he couldn't give us any details on that prior contract. He also couldn't comment on the ties to Vote from inside the Oklahoma Department of Education headquarters. We found Vote was registered as an Oklahoma LLC on November 9th, 2023. The registering agent on file, one of Walter's staffers at the department, then Assistant Chief Operating Officer David Martin. He has since been promoted to Senior Director of Accountability. And Vote's Oklahoma address? The Oliver Hodge Building, the same location as the State Department of Education.
So you're saying we as Oklahoma parents and students are going to benefit from you going on more national media by telling our story? Is that money well spent for us?
What I'm saying is we are doing national recruiting efforts for teachers to come to our state.
Before the contract with Vote was signed, we reached out to the company to verify their relationship with Walters and to even get on their mailing list. We, of course, are not a national outlet like the ones they're targeting. We are a local news station. We never heard back.
Well, this isn't the only new contract to help Walters spread his message. A separate $50,000 contract with a Texas-based firm is also in effect through the end of June. It's the same folks responsible for a video that aired at a recent Board of Education meeting, upsetting many teachers. Now, all of this reporting is thanks in part to our collaboration with Oklahoma Watch. I sat down with reporter Jennifer Palmer earlier today. Well, Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us and collaborating with us on this story. A lot of people might wonder why two journalists had to team up to get to the bottom of this. It was actually quite hard for us to get some of these public documents.
Right. We've been trying for a while. I mean, we wrote the first story back in the fall. So this contract, this request for proposals is something we've been keeping our eye on and have been trying to get these documents out of the state agencies.
Yeah, we also have been waiting for months to hear back from the Oklahoma State Department of Education. We ended up getting that contract from another state agency. So this kind of lets people know the challenges that journalists are up against right now. And in this story in particular, our reporting isn't over. You still have a lot of questions.
I do still have questions, yeah, that just weren't answered this time. You know, why was there only one bid? That seems unusual. This is not a very specialized type of contract. So we're definitely going to be continuing to follow up on some of those.
We appreciate your collaboration with us on this. And if you'd like to read Jennifer's full report on OklahomaWatch.org, you can also catch a link to it on OKCFox.com, where you can find our reporting as well. Thanks so much for working with us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.